From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is False Dichotomy Fia in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. This is False Dichotomy Fia. She is a small, adult-coated flamingo, bright pink and cream, quick to assert. She has a habit. When she wants to keep a discussion clean, she presents only two options. Then she asks, either X or Y. Which one are you? The question feels like it forces a choice, but the choice itself is the trap. Reality usually offers more options. Fia is the cast's false dichotomy teacher. The fallacy is also called false binary, or false dilemma, or either-or fallacy. The pattern is either X or Y, when in fact Z and W and combinations are also possible. Either you support unlimited gun rights, or you want to ban all guns. Reality offers many positions between those poles. Many people hold them. Fia is, importantly, not a villain. She is what every cast member in Logic Quest is, a teaching archetype.
I am a teaching archetype, not a villain.
I do this when I want a clean discussion. Binary framings are simpler. Reality is usually more complex. Fia teaches the scaffolds, the questions you ask when you suspect a binary has been imposed, where a spectrum or a richer set of options actually exists. List all possible options, not just two. Look for middle paths. Often the dichotomy hides spectrum. Look for combinations. Sometimes both X and Y. Sometimes neither. Sometimes Z entirely. Fia is also explicit about a counterpoint. Some questions are genuinely binary. Is the light on or off? That is binary. But most political questions, most policy questions, most value questions are not. Fia walked to Logic Quest. Inspector Logos asked her, "What is the false dichotomy?"
Presenting two options when more exist. List all options, not just two.
You are appointed. She has been False Dichotomy Fia ever since. It is not hard. It is list all options, not just two. Reality is usually more complex than two options. Spectrum thinking and combination thinking expand the choice space. And we all do this sometimes. Catching it is the skill. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core Math and Discrete Math. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.